Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope versus expectation. That's what I've been thinking about all day, ever since they got that conversation started. Hope versus expectation. Maybe it's a little campy, but yeah, I try, and you and I have talked about this a lot before. I try like hell to avoid expectation. I think that's where all of the sort of negativity or the anger or just kind of the bummer stuff in life lives. It all lives within expectation. You can have expectation of like the people closest to you. I would hope that spouses are out there expecting that their partner is faithful and kind and things like that. But for example, having an expectation that because it's a big game, Jimmy Butler will shoot 30 times and score 38 because of his nickname and because you want him to. I'm out on that. I'm out on this idea because like expectation and disappointment are completely linked with one another. And we can apply it to the Warriors offseason for sure because of the comment you just referenced from Shams that the craziest offseason of all time is loading and on deck currently.
Yeah, and I just want the Warriors, I expect the Warriors to, between now and October, get better. That's my expectation. Okay. It's not my hope. It's
probably there's
my expectation. Yeah. So am I expecting them to land either Giannis or LeBron or whoever you want to fill in the blank? Kevin Durant is likely on the move. I don't think that Phoenix, and we can get more into the Brian Windhorst article, and he talks about second apron and a lot of NBA mumbo jumbo that I won't bore people with, but there are certain teams that are going to move certain high-priced players, and I think that Phoenix is one, and Kevin Durant will be a guy who will be like Darren Ruff. He'll be on the move. KD's on the move.
I like that.
And so, yeah, I'm borrowing it from you. So do I want the Warriors to be a big-time player for a big-time guy? Well, yeah, I hope that they would be able to add another superstar, but I don't expect them to play off of the way you're laying it out there.
You know what? I actually think that the concept is funny. And I want to shout out, speaking of negativity, because we're on that topic, I'd love to shout out a couple of YouTube users who literally live only in that space. So for instance, I'm talking to you, Austin, and whoever the person is that moonlights as Atco Pest Control, who pointed out a few minutes ago that I got dragged all weekend long because of my take on X, that also known as Twitter, that I didn't want Giannis on the Warriors, which got picked up by Newsweek and all of this stuff, because it's like, how the hell, they called it head scratching, how the hell could this person on the Warriors flagship station, thank you, say that he's out on Giannis to the Warriors? Simply because, and again, this is a big part of the conversation, context is so dead. Everybody who listened to the show, you could agree, you could disagree. Grandy, you'll back me up on this. Nobody walked away from the show and went, That makes no sense at all. I don't even understand what he's saying, but that's what it looks like on Twitter. You just brought this up. You'll be disappointed if they don't get a big boy. Let me tell you right now, you're going to be disappointed.
No, I said I wouldn't be disappointed. I said I don't have the expectation that they go out there and get big boy.
But you hope.
Sure.
You do? I mean, can tell you right now, it's not happening.
But I hope, but that doesn't mean, like with any other hope, I hope I win Mega Millions in the upcoming drawing. Well, but if I don't, I'm not going to be disappointed.
Well, why would you hope for them to? They just got their big guy. They just got him.
And it's not enough.
Well, no, it wasn't enough this time.
And I don't think that it'll be enough next time either.
And that's fine.
And if you're going to have all these star players flying around, and the Brian Windhorst piece was outlining that he thought that 14 of the 15 teams in the West were all going to try to, quote, go for
it. They all think they can win.
Right, which I think is fascinating. And the Warriors are definitely one of those 14. I don't know who the 15th might be. New Orleans. He wouldn't name the team that he didn't think was, you know, thinking that they could actually go out there and do it. So if you're a team that thinks that you can go out there and get it done, I would hope that you're looking to get better.
Well, so what he's also basically talking about, and we like to avoid talking about aprons unless we're talking about what we're going to cook tonight.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody gets it. And so I'm not going to act like I get it completely. All I know is this. I know that when they say the teams that are in the second apron, it's super expensive and they'd like to not be in the second apron anymore. So they'd like to get out. So all you need to know are the teams who are likely to want to get rid of big name players. They would like to get rid of good players. You already knew Phoenix. You just mentioned them. But the two other teams he names, Boston and Minnesota. Boston and Minnesota. And Boston makes even more sense because now their best player is going to miss next year. So they're not necessarily going to win. And Minnesota is probably not a market where they're going to want to do that. So when Bovada says today that the Warriors are the favorites to land Naz Reid, it starts to make you kind of wonder a little bit. And I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, as a Warrior fan, stop getting distracted with Giannis. That's not how they're going to do it. They can't do that. Steve Kerr literally said last week, and this was the basis of our conversation, that the concept is ludicrous. They just got their big guy. And all of their best players are already 35 or above. So to package a truck full of future assets to go get a player to pair with Steph when they just finally got someone to pair with Steph makes no sense. This is from Tolbert's show on YouTube. I don't think you've heard this yet, have you? You got to hear this. Listen to what Steve Kerr is saying here.
I think the Jimmy trade was a clear indication that we're going for it the next couple of years. You know, they gave Jimmy the extension. His contract lines up with Draymond's and Steph's. They each have 2 years remaining. Jimmy is one of the best players in the league. We instantly became one of the best teams in the league when he got here. Yeah, we're going for it these next 2 years. We're not in a position because, you know, Steph's 37, Jimmy 36, Draymond 35. And it's not my job. It's Mike's job to determine all this stuff. But can you imagine trading away your next like seven drafts, you know, with a team of, you know, built around three guys who were 36, 37? Yep. Like that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yep. Right. So I think what we're doing makes sense. Like we got Jimmy. I think finding, you know, another cornerstone next to Steph for these last couple of years was crucial. That's the hard part. And these last couple of years have shown that, you know, it's been really hard, you know, after we won our title in 22. Last couple of years have been tough. We needed somebody like Jimmy. Well, we got him now. He's still really good. I think we're set up to go for it the next 2 years, but yeah, you don't give up, you know, four firsts and three swaps and not when your guys are 37. So
yeah,
I think that's how we're operating. That's how Mike is operating. I think he's fantastic at his job. And my job is to, you know, coach the team and see what we can do.
All right. So I'll be the crazy person that says I'm out on the Giannis idea. Steve just said it too. He just didn't use his name. He's not allowed to. This would be ludicrous. They just worked for 2 years to find an opportunity to get Steph as running mate, and he used past tense every time he brought it up. Steph needs a running mate, and we did that.
Right.
We already did that.
No mention of Draymond Green in that minute and a half soundbite.
Fair point.
So, I mean, there is a possibility that Draymond Green, who has He does not have a no-trade clause. He could be a part of something
right.
to where, you know.
I mean, Milwaukee wants Draymond Green for their asset. They're going to want all the picks.
Well, you've got a five-team trade that you're working with, and Kuminga in a sign-and-trade, and you've got other assets. All I'm saying is that I don't think that it's 100% off the table that something happens. Now, he's talking about Jimmy as a running mate to Steph. Yeah, Jimmy and Steph. I didn't hear him say, you know, the big three and Draymond Green and the rest of
that. Of course not. But I don't think shopping at the highest priced store, it doesn't make any sense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's for the Warriors. Like, for them to be involved this offseason, to me, does mean names like Naz Reid or Michael Porter Jr. or Cam Johnson. That's the store. That's where they should shop.
I wonder what Nas is going to make because
he's going to decline an option report.
Right. Well, his option is only for, I think, $15 million.
Exactly.
So if he's going to decline 15, that means he thinks he can get probably 30 out there. And I don't know if the Warriors are going to be in a spot where they can do that.
I don't know if he's going to get 30. Part of this article that was written by Brian Windhorst also talks about players having to take a hell of a lot less. And by
because
the way,
teams want to stay out of that punitive second apron.
Right. I mean, how many times when we talk about Kuminga have we heard them go, no one has any money? Nobody's got any money. So what's Nas going to command? Probably less than he'd hope. Nobody's got any money. Everybody wants to get out of the apron. You know, you guys talked last week. Actually, Grandy on What's Bugging You took he put his guns right at the CBA. And he's absolutely right. Like, we've reached a new era.
Well, what did he say?
Grandy, would you like to speak for yourself?
What's bugging me was the fact that in a couple of years, OKC's going to have to blow up their homemade team because the new CBA won't allow them to keep everybody around.
So what's the solution? Like, an uncapped league?
Don't do with the CBA the way you did the CBA.
Your own drafted players, you should be able to keep them around without the penalties that now teams are being forced to stand at.
I agree. And that was a Warriors-based kind of rule when it came into play originally. A lot of us have shared that opinion, but years gone by, that the Warriors should not have to pay the same kind of penalties on Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. They drafted those guys. They cultivated those guys.
Right.
They grew
those guys. They could sign Kuminga because they have his bird rights.
Same thing.
And they would not have the same level of penalties as they would by bringing in a free agent.
Correct. But the penalties should be even lesser than they are, I would argue.
Yeah. I wonder because you look at the NBA right now, and we can talk about this as it relates to baseball. Because you've got, three or four teams that spend over $300 million, and you've got six or eight teams who don't even spend $80 million. And so is that better for a sport or what the NBA is doing, which is we're now going to have a seventh different champ in 7 years? Like, what do you want to do with your sport? Football's different because, you know, every year
hard
cap
the league.
Schedule
hard cap and it's hard cap. Instead
right.
Of
but you
cap.
can find a quarterback and you can be good for a long time. And football, the parity is going to be built in football anyway because you got 53 guys and you've got injuries. I wonder which people prefer, like the wide open parity of the NBA or baseball, which is you've got about eight teams that have a chance this year.
Well, no, I would much prefer the NBA over Major League Baseball. Baseball has teams that are playing a completely different sport. This is kindergartners versus fifth graders.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of times. And so, no, I would never prefer that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.